From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. In the last week of August, the monster storm now known as Hurricane Dorian began its life as just a bit of thunderstorm activity off the West African coast. Within days, it increased in size and intensity. The storm hit the Virgin Islands with strong winds and rain and dealt Puerto Rico a glancing blow. But then, as Dorian landed over the Bahamas, meteorologists and news anchors all seemed to have the same bad news.
But the center of the storm still spinning over Grand Bahama Island with hurricane-forced winds, catastrophic situation there.
Dorian's movement is slow as it just sits over the Bahamas, you can see from these images.
And it is not moving at all. It's stationary.
Dorian eventually reached Category 5 intensity and stalled for nearly 40 hours over Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands, unleashing catastrophic 185-mile-per-hour winds and 20 feet of storm surge. While a hurricane that fierce parked in one place for that long might seem freakish, a recent study published in the journal Nature shows that over the last 70 years, hurricane stalling has become more common. We're speaking with one of the authors of that report, Tim Hall, a senior scientist at the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. He's speaking with us from his office in New York. Tim, what causes a hurricane to stop dead in its tracks and just churn for hours or days over one place, like Dorian did?
So hurricanes are subject to the environment they find themselves in. And you can sort of think of a hurricane, how it moves across the ocean and towards land, is a bit like a leaf floating on a stream. They are pushed along by really large-scale wind patterns in the atmosphere. And when those wind patterns are steady and blowing in a consistent direction, well, the hurricane moves that way also, moves along quickly. But once in a while, those wind patterns can change. And if the hurricane finds itself in a situation where one pattern is changing to another one, the hurricane has no guidance for some period of time. It just gets caught up and sort of goes around and bobs around before it gets picked up by some new current and pushed along again. So Hurricane Dorian was in a situation where the wind patterns and the large-scale pressure patterns in the atmosphere that guide those winds were stagnant. They had kind of collapsed, and Dorian had no guidance, and unfortunately that happened right on top of the Bahamas.
How much of a connection have scientists seen so far between hurricane stalling and climate change?
Yes, we believe there is. Many details still need to be worked out, but we have a culprit, so to speak. And currently, the community is debating exactly how that culprit works. But the clues are that hurricanes are guided by large-scale wind patterns in the atmosphere, and climate change simulations, both going forward into the future, but also replicating the past 4 or 5 decades, show pretty robustly that wind patterns in the atmosphere slow down as climate warms. And hurricanes are just responding to that slowdown.
Tim, what do slower and more intense hurricanes mean in terms of how we can prepare for major storms?
Well, unfortunately, hurricanes that stall actually are hurricanes that are harder to forecast, because instead of being pushed along by large-scale wind patterns that were pretty good at forecasting, when they come to a stall, they're just kind of meandering a bit in response to their own internal dynamics, which are harder to forecast. So there's that aspect of it. I think that you have to view an increased propensity to stall as yet another factor in, you know, the evolving and increasing overall hurricane hazard in a warming climate. And it's just another piece of emphasis that says we really need to take seriously how we're going to respond to this. Are we going to have more resilient populations in harm's way? Are there going to be certain areas on the coast that we really need to retreat from? These are very difficult questions for society.
We've been speaking with Tim Hall, a scientist at the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. He's one of the authors of a recent report on the science behind slow-moving hurricanes. You can find a link to that study at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.